Right, good evening everyone and welcome to tonight's planning meeting, which is Monday the 4th of December at approximately 6:12 p.m.
Yes.
Now, obviously we've had some minor technical difficulties this evening, which hopefully we can resolve, but can I ask you all to this evening try the microphones, and it will be the button that's on the right hand side of here, because the idea apparently is, if at the moment they're not in the right order, but the intention is that they will be in the right order, so that they then come up with the number of the next speaker. Once you press your button, it should say which one order the speakers are in. But
it doesn't work in districts, so I don't see why it should be.
Yeah, so it's just a case of a few teething problems this evening, I think, but we'll see how we go.
Does that mean then that we have to sit in the same seat each time?
No, it would just say the number of seats, but once I know which one is in which seat, it would be enormously helpful, rather than, I think at the moment, probably number three's there and number five's there, and it could be a little difficult to see.
You could just say seat number.
So it does have, there we are, seat two.
I'm two.
There you are. Okay. So, apologies for absence I've received from Councillor Fred Cagill. I've no other apologies this evening. There are no members of the public.
Can I mention Councillor Rob Masden, because he's been turfed out of his flat up at Bystock Court, so he's in the middle of a big move at the moment. So,
okay, we'll note his apologies. No members of the public this evening, so I'll move straight on to minutes of the meeting held on the 20th of November 2017 have been circulated. Is it your wish they're signed as a true record of the last meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. I need to declare in respect of application 17/1020 outline, land to the rear of 9 Seafield Avenue. Mr. John Hawkins is the Vice Chairman of the Board for Exmouth and Lympston Hospice Care, who are my employers.
Yes, Chairman, declare for 172553/ADV. I'm a member of the National Coast Watch Institution.
Any others? Thank you. No items of urgent business, so move on to determine applications under delegated powers. First application is Little and Ward, 17/2553, advertising, Coastwatch House, Queen's Drive. Retain 3 non-illuminated fascia signs to building. We have one comment from Highways, which I'll ask Sue if she'd summarise for you.
Yes, Highways say that this. Oh, sorry, I so used to shout out. Yes, Highways. They say the signs show secured Fomex signboards that should not present a fly-off risk and are only to be 3 centimetres thick, and should not present an obstruction to pedestrians. Therefore, Highways have no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Nash.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, as you can see, facing the sea, facing south, the signs are up there really for passing vessels, ships, boats all the time, to remind them that they can call up on Channel 65, which is now the dedicated call channel for radio checks, etc. Now we don't have coast guards in the area. Also to remind people they can get weather checks, etc. Around the other side, the doorway where you go in, there's also a sign. Perhaps we show that up on the other picture. Yeah, on where that white with black writing is, will be a sign which looks something like this. As John presses the button, which actually shows a little bit about the work of NCI. They're not obtrusive to the public, and as Highway said, they're not going to fly off and hit people in the face. So I would recommend approval.
I'll second.
Thank you. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 17, oblique 2543, tree application, 25 Cranford Avenue, T1 Sycamore, Ree Pollard. We have received a tree officer's report, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, the tree officer states this tree is relatively small, but makes a contribution to the amenity and character of the area, as it sits on the southern boundary of the property and can be seen from the public highway. The tree has historically been managed as a pollard, and the proposed works are a repeat of this management. So, recommendation for approval, as the works are appropriate to the current condition of the tree and a continuation of past management. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Nash.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I would recommend and go along with the tree officer's report.
A seconder, please. Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval in accordance with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move on to consider the planning applications for consultation. Firstly, Brixington Ward application 17, oblique 2456 full, 26 Parkside Drive, raised decking to rear. We have two representations, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, there's a concern that adjoining properties will be overlooked, resulting in the loss of privacy, and there is also an increased drainage issue to the rear of gardens in Elwood Road, which is what this property overlooks. Thank you.
Councillor Nicholas.
I couldn't make out. You've got two objections, and he's saying about, one of them is saying about possible flooding.
Boundary.
Boundary. And when you see what they've marked in, not on that one, but on one of the other ones, it looks like it's taking up the whole back garden near enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out from the back there, that. But not right to the boundary.
No, because the boundary's down here, isn't it?
That's the house, yeah.
Yeah, so it's at the rear of the house. So presumably it's the house at the back that's concerned about flooding
below, yes, because all the water collects.
Yeah.
I suppose it's water runoff, but
I think it
it's decking. It is decking.
Hmm.
I think there's another one that makes it look as if it's no garden down the direction.
Hmm.
That's around the side.
Yeah, so that must be at the rear of the property, so it's probably the one at the back.
It's the one.
And they've got a load of roof elevations and that. Well,
oh, this is only this application is only in respect. Yeah. But this is only in respect to the raised decking area to the rear. They haven't asked for anything else concerning the property. Councillor Chapman.
From what I can see with the decking, it looks to me, if you bring up the one bungalow, the decking is actually on the level there of the floor.
Yeah.
And because it slopes, you can see where it slopes, all they're doing is making a level decking so you can come out the French doors onto the decking. I don't see a problem.
Thank you. So you propose approval, Councillor Chapman? Happy to propose approval. Councillor Nicholas, are you happy to second or?
So, but I just can't understand what they put in. Why they needed roof elevations.
Well, the roof elevations are not part of this application. The only part of this application is regarding decking to the rear. I mean, if you have any problems with particular roof elevations, then that needs to be referred to the planning officer to.
It's not on this
application. So propose.
They filled out both sides to the.
And this is just a deck into the rear, as far as I can see. And that's the only application we have before us this evening. We haven't anything concerning roof elevations. If there is some work being done, then we need to refer it to the planning officer, but if not, then they'll have to obviously apply for planning application for that works.
Okay.
So proposed, I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No. Okay, thank you. Next application is 17, oblique 2692, full, 51 Birchwood Road. Installation of cladding to front and side elevations. Councillor Chapman, Councillor Nicholas?
No, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Being
approved. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Oh, thank you. Now move to Halsden Ward. Application 17, oblique 2518, full, 60 Little Mead Lane, retention of boundary fence. We have a number of representations, which I'll ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, the representations are concerned with the design, the construction and the height of the fence. It's not aesthetically pleasing and is an eyesore. I think it's a general consensus from all the neighbours.
Stirred it up.
Yes.
Councillor Dumper?
Yes. Yes, I haven't actually been up there, but I mean, I'm very aware of that site on the corner of Mount Pleasant Avenue, and that was one of the objections actually mentioned, the siege mentality of the place. And I mean, there's always been big hedges and all sorts of stuff
what
around
like?
It, and I can understand why it has created. I was also looking at the actual application, and it says in pen writing on there that the height of the thing is 2.4 metres. Now, of course, as I understand it, that is in fact exceeding the
1.8
height. And of course, the other thing is that being people have talked about a dominant position, well, they're of course raised up, and if you're looking from the other side of the road, that's one or two of the objectors are. Then you've got a bit of a problem. So I would support objecting to that retrospective application.
And certainly, having looked at it myself, I'm happy to support objection. I have borne in mind that obviously we have one in Mount Pleasant Avenue, which we had a similar problem with. But actually, where this is situated, I actually thought it did stand out compared to the openness of the rest of the Little Mead Lane area where it is. So I'm happy to second that. So proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Against? No, thank you. Next application is 17, oblique 1020, outline, land to the rear of 9 Seafield Avenue. Construction of detached dwelling, outline application with all matters reserved. This is actually an amended plan for consultation, and it's the wildlife report. We've got the same 6 reps that we had to the original application, but of course we actually had this before us on the 17th of July and the 11th of September when we had no objection, but we asked for some form of renewable energy, i.e. solar panels. But this is in fact just a wildlife report, so I don't think we've got any objection. I certainly haven't got any objection to this particular application. Councillor Duncan?
Yeah, I'd just like to say, Chair, that I looked through the wildlife report and checked it, and it did seem pretty superficial, actually, in the way it dismissed all the various species that could have been involved. And I wasn't that happy about the writing of that, but I agree with you. I mean, it's although there seem to be quite a few objections that have cropped up now, but I think on the basis of that report, if we were to go back on what we said before, I think that would be inconsistent. So I will support. I mean, are you prepared? Do you want?
Yes.
To
no.
No,
it's okay.
Yeah,
no, I'm happy to. No, I think considering what this actual proposal is, I'm happy to propose approval. So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 17, oblique 2681, full, 3 acres, Summer Lane, construction of detached garage.
Yeah,
Councillor Dumper.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yeah, I don't see a problem with that. I mean, it's an open area, very big plot. They're replacing a single garage with a double. I mean, I don't know whether we need to put our usual caveats on about that. Frankly, the plan doesn't look as though they're going to use it for residential accommodation. It looks like a standard double garage to me.
No, I was quite happy with this. I mean, there's no roof space, there's no window in the roof, there's no other doors other than just the access door to the garage and the window at the side. I didn't think it was any way it was going to be used for anything else, actually, looking at it. So I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Next application is 17/2837 CPE 25 Bapton Lane. Certificate of lawfulness for construction of single storey side extension. And there was an explanatory letter from East Devon District Council which was attached, which just explained really that what had happened and where it was situated. And there's details of the information which is right up at the top of Bapton Lane. On the corner, it's actually been there for some time, I think. It's not causing, nobody has complained. Yeah, I was going to say, nobody has complained. I've walked round and had a look.
I actually claim it was there originally in the 1960 building, so that's interesting.
I mean, I have to say, I can't remember it not having an extension. I don't go back that far, but I've certainly been there more than 20 years, I think. I mean, and there's no problem with it. It's just a very small site, a very small extension, and none of the neighbours voiced any real problems with it. So
I wonder whether through you, Lynn, I can ask Sue whether do you know how it came up or who brought it? You know, why was it?
Well, obviously, I would think they just made a call to say that they wanted to replace the old utility room, and then planning would have said, well, we didn't even know you had an old one, so that's just basically paperwork, really, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy to propose approval. Seconds. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No. Then move on to Litland Ward, application 17/2693, full. 11 Mead Cottages, construction of conservatory to rear. There are no representations. Councillor Nash?
Yes, if you look at this picture on the screen at the moment, it is just literally the conservatory going on the rear of the house. It's not taking up much space, doesn't binge on anyone, and there's a large garden, so
it's just at the rear, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's the cottages opposite the Clinton Arms, isn't it? Is that the ones? The cottages opposite the Clinton
Arms?
Yeah,
just round the corner near Mundy's Farm.
Yeah.
They go round the back.
Okay, I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application has been withdrawn. That's in respect of 17/2598 full. Next application is 17/2422 full, 5 Real Court Drive. Construction of side extensions and enlargements to the roof space, including dormer window, to allow for loft conversion. The amended plan is alteration of proposed gable to hipped roof facing number 3. The Town Council had no objection on the 23rd of October and Highways do not wish to comment. There are no representations. Councillor Nash?
Yes, we approved this on the 23rd of October. They made a very minor amendment. It's actually a job to try and see if I can get the plans at all. Very minor. So, no objections, I would say.
And I will object to the noise limit that we're having doing this.
Sorry.
I said I think the noise that we're having from outside the office is not good if we have a meeting, and I will comment on that. I think
this is a roof, isn't it, above here?
No, it's another storm.
No, it's another
floor.
It's
another
the cleaner
floor.
I think.
It's the cleaner, I think, who's actually cleaning round us, but I'm concerned that it was supposed to be soundproofed, but it doesn't appear to be. And the other evening when we had the meeting, it actually got quite noisy, didn't it, during the master plan meeting we had. Anyway, so no objection. I'll second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against it? Thank you. Next application is 17/2816 full, 75A Silterton Road. Replacement porch and new carport. There are no representations and no comments from consultees. Councillor Nash?
Yes, the entrance is the same on this, as you can see, and it's just replacing the carport, basically, and the entrance into... No,
that's the wrong plan. That's all right. No, it's 2816. Don't worry. It's not on there, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't got it there?
I've got to check the one.
Yeah, no, you haven't got that one on there.
There was online, I looked at it and it showed the layout, and particularly that the entrance is still the same as you come around where the porch was. They put a new porch and an extension carport so they can drive under it. It's not affecting any of the neighbours. It's a big plot, so I'm moving for approval.
Okay. Is everybody? I'm happy to second. Is everybody happy that even though we haven't got the full plan here? It'll be on the left going up Silterton Road just before Heritage Grange, I assume.
Because
Heritage Grange is 75, isn't it? Heritage Grange is 70
something. Yes, 75. And then laying back, oddly enough, is 75A, which is a bigger plot than 75 was.
Yeah. So if you're going out to away from the seafront, it's before you get to Hamilton Road.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's opposite South. Opposite Elwyn Road, roughly.
Elwyn.
Opposite Elwyn Road, roughly. See if it's this one with the wrong thing, and then
it's transport. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Is that the one, Bill?
No.
Okay. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 17/2469. And this is 188 Silterton Road, construction of two-storey side extension. Amended plan showing design change and alteration to the description to clarify that the proposal is for an annex. The Town Council had no objection on the 6th of November and Highways do not wish to comment, and we've had no representation since that time. And this is a plan where we need to go back to Nick Wright and say... Because we had this comment that we were asked to refer back, those who'd received the email I have, that said if there were any comments we wished to make on the scanning of plans, would we make them? I think this is one.
I think Chairman, after the comment I made of scrutiny to A. Freeman about the poor quality, I mean, if you go to the right of the screen, that bit of the plan is most important. Papers are all wrinkled, screwed up, like we were scanning it and walked on it before they put it on the scanner.
You didn't get the iron note.
I just think it's a joke. Frankly, I could not tell on my own computer. It's not much better on there. If you go to the other plan they put up, you can't see anything at all. It says it's an amended and alteration to clarify the proposal for the annex. To clarify something that's shrouded in mist.
Well, I think they're clarifying that it's an annex
as opposed to a separate dwelling.
Yeah. However, I presume we still want to put the usual clause on that it shouldn't be sold as a separate dwelling.
Otherwise,
amend
for approval.
Okay, I'm happy to second. So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you.
Chairman, are we going to send comments?
Yes, we're going to send a comment. Yeah, Sue's written
that
down. Say that this is one of those that we wish to.
A few houses, look at the big sign, ask them which school it's
So So now we've got the town ward, which I'm afraid I've had no comments from either town councillor for town ward. So
yeah,
we're going to have.
I looked on plans on the computer, but I haven't visited.
No, so we probably need to look at these then. Okay, yeah, thank you. Right, the first application is 17/2758, Ron's. 57 Exeter Road, construction of infill extension. Infill of side entrance. Oh, right, crispy. Is it infill of existing side entrance, lobby and window?
Down the road.
Right, so it's just closing off the side entrance. I haven't got. Councillor Nash, have you got any observations you wanted to make?
No, I'm assuming the infill is where the cursor was before it just moved to the end room. That's where the infill is.
Yeah, it's at the side. They're obviously
the
closing
side
off an entrance,
bases,
and so that you've just got the main entrance. They're obviously they've got an existing side entrance, presumably that they want to close off.
Yeah. And it's as far as I can make out on my machine, it's just a single story. It's not two stories.
No,
just a shop and
it's just a shop. The other entrance is just further along the road, so it is just a shop, isn't it?
Tells you on that.
Yeah, it's just a shop. So what, basically they're taking that side door look and that window out and filling it in so that it's the side of the building.
That's right.
So they can use the space back.
So they can put things in front of the space, I think, put fridges and things, I think.
Yeah.
I'm quite happy. You've got
I'm happy.
Yeah, okay. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Right, the next application is 17/2683. Full 11 Beacon Place, construction of replacement garage. There are no representations. That's all right, don't worry. 2683. No, I can see that. I can see that. It's the next one down, look.
My TV does that.
It's all right, don't worry. Don't worry. Right, okay, 11 Beacon Place, so we're on the right, I'll just see where we are. Royal Beacon Hotel, opposite
the
Royal Beacon,
church.
Yeah. So it's a replacement garage.
It's just light for light.
So it's already got existing, right, existing garage, existing proposed. Slightly bigger garage by the look of it.
I thought this had come up before. It's not listed building, this, and this is the full. Is it going with it? Not listed?
No.
Just conservation area.
Yeah. I think it just looks as if it's a larger garage than what he has at the moment.
Well, I think the garage has been pulled down for some, I would say, years. Somewhere there's been nothing there.
No, it's there at the moment.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, it's the one on the corner behind the Royal Beacon Hotel.
It's a white and
it's
blue
got,
building.
Yeah, it's just on the, just up from Holy Trinity. There is a garage there at the moment. But it's. I think it's just a larger garage he's asking for, I think.
It's just in bad repair.
Yeah. But I can't see it's going to make any difference, to be perfectly honest. I don't think I've got a problem with this. It's just it's larger than the garage he has there at the moment. But I don't think it's... Yeah, because it's right on the corner and there's that little byways road that's just between that and going down towards Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's going to make much difference. No. Okay. Right, I'm happy to propose approval. Propose and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 17/2666. 32 Marple Hill, construction of single-storey rear extension. There are no comments from consultees and there's no representations.
It's interesting to look at Chairman of plot of land on this, just to see how it fits in, because there is a road there.
Oh, goodness.
And another one.
Yeah. Now that is even worse. You can't see the bottom at all.
Yeah, you see the 32 there.
Yeah.
There's such a long garden going back, it doesn't affect neighbours either side, frankly.
No.
And the single story's not going up too high, looking at it. So
does anybody know whether there's other ones that have got similar extensions at the back? I mean, I've never sort of seen around the back of those.
No, I don't know.
Doesn't look like it from there.
Oh.
And we can see a few.
Yeah. I mean, that's worse than the last one. I wonder if it's the same, not being funny, I wonder if it's the same architect.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Because, well, it's just it's similar type drawing,
yeah,
isn't it?
I
but
think it's the same architect, the other one plans have the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, same house.
That's why that's what I'm saying, it looks like the same architect. We might need to check that. And
it's just as crumpled.
Yeah, but it might be that they need to go back to that architect.
Yeah,
if it is that architect.
Yeah. We can't see the plans.
It's just it looks so similar in the way they've drawn it that it looks like it might be.
But Chairman, with respect, I think if someone, if it hasn't come through electronically, so they can't send it on to us electronically, and it's a paper plan,
which
it's a poor quality paper plan, the person scanning it should be checked to see how they've scanned it. Is it legible?
Yeah,
if
I agree.
If it's not, it should be then sent back to the architect and say, sorry, send a clearer plan. Or, I thought we agreed at scrutiny that night that if they couldn't scan, they would send paper plans into the parish town councils.
I suspect this was done before scrutiny. This would have been.
That's what they were going to ask for.
17th of November.
But
we
agreed.
It would appear there is some conflict of what we said to Mr. Freeman and what is actually going on. And she needs to be clarified. So I would suggest these plans are sent directly to Mr. Freeman and not the planning department.
No. Well, I think we'll obviously comment on those too, but it would be interesting if it is the same architect to know whether
it's... Isn't it safe further down?
Does it... Well, scroll it up a minute, see what...
Can't even read that.
Who's the architect?
So I haven't said that, Chairman.
Doesn't actually say who the architect is, does it?
Single story.
Yeah, I've got no problem. I don't think with the app. Yeah.
Think.
Yeah. Okay. If we could find the architect, we don't. Okay, so proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Again, with a comment about the quality of the plan. Next application is 17/2307 full. The Manor Hotel, The Beacon, alterations to convert shower room and storage room into a new bedroom en suite. Comments and statutory consultees, I haven't any, and there's no representations.
Chairman, we had this as a listed building.
Yeah.
A plan way back, which we gave approval for, so I see no reason why.
No. I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 17/2522, change of use, 7 Pilot Wharf Pier Head, change of use from A1 Shops and B1 Business to A2 Financial and Professional Services. I have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations.
This is one of the shops, Chairman, along the road there, facing onto
seven.
The... which used to be a shop, been closed for a while. They now wanted to open up basically as an office, I suppose.
Financial.
So can't see any.
I have to say, that's actually empty at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not Devonstone, is it? It's empty.
Yeah.
At the moment,
but
I think.
Because it was an A1, I suppose, before anyone can take it as an office, they've got to get COU on it.
I don't think I've got any objection to it because there's some of those are empty. I'd rather something was in it, I think, than nothing around there.
I just say that there seem to be quite a few good shops that are developing, like the fish shop around the corner there now. I'd say, you know, if there's another business opportunity, then that's fine. It won't affect anybody.
No. Okay. So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Next application is 17 2646 30 Roll Street, change of use from A1 Shops, and this is the one that we had an email from Ron's to say it's changed to an exercise and dance studio.
From the cash shop, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's. I was going to say I think it's the what was the cash shop or next door to Carter's, I think. There's no statutory consultee comments and there's no representations. So they're just changing it slightly, aren't they? Making it more.
Sorry, Chair, you say we definitely know that the application now is.
Yes.
A D1, a dance studio.
Yes.
Yeah.
The exercise and dance studio. Mm. Because they initially gave the wrong classification.
Presumably, Chairman, is there anything in the application saying restrictions on times? I mean, can they have dances up to midnight? Or
there's a proposed timetable, is there? So yeah. It's till seven. It's till seven in the evening.
Seven,
yeah, over 50s ballet. There you are, Bill. You can go to the over 50s ballet.
I'm not going for the adult ballet. It's not my shame.
No, no.
I feel sorry for the people living upstairs, Wendy.
What about toddler toes?
Toddler toes. Yeah. Actually, there's quite obviously over 50s ballet is popular. They've got two sessions for the over 50s ballet, look.
Yes, Chairman, I'm sure that.
I think it'd be good to have some. That's been empty for some time as well, hasn't it? Shop. Yeah. I don't think I've got any objection to that. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. Now move to Withycombe Raleigh Ward. First application is 17/2454 full, 211 Withycombe Village Road, construction of single story rear and side extension. And we do have a comment from a statutory consultee, which I'll ask Sue to comment on.
Yes, it's the contaminated land officer's comment. He wants you to note the existence of historic brick and tile works, therefore recommends a conditional approval.
Did you say
tile
works?
Tile works.
All right.
Councillor Taylor.
It's all well,
that was quite an attractive little group of houses there. This one, somebody's done a similar thing at the other end.
Mm.
it's gone on other ones have done the same thing, so I think we have to say it's okay.
Yeah.
And they keep make sure that the brickwork is kept the same.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, thank you. That's all right, don't worry.
I suggest, Chair, that you should now make comments on the town ones.
Yeah, we'll let you know. We'll see. I was going to say, we'll go back on those town ones, Rob, as you come. So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Right, I'll go back to the town ones because, as Rob's now here, just to see if there's anything that you'd. We started at 6, Mr. Trail. It was on your agenda, Mr. Trail. We just cut on the last item, but we're just going back on to town ward just so that we can. So, what we had, Rob, was the first application, which was 57 Exeter Road, we approved. We felt that was going to be a benefit to the shop owner, that he'd be able to use the space if that was closed off.
Yeah.
Yeah. 11 Beacon Place. We looked at that and said the construction of a replacement garage, although it seemed larger, didn't seem to impinge on any of the adjoining properties. Okay. Yeah.
I thought it was just a larger doorway.
Yeah. We didn't see anything. 32 Marple Hill, we approved, but we did say none of us had visited the property, so we weren't sure whether any of the other properties did have any rear extensions or whether it was similar, but it didn't. It looked as if they had a lot of room at the rear, and that, so we didn't seem a problem, but you okay with that?
Yes,
yeah.
No,
lovely. The Manor Hotel, we'd already had the listed building consent, so we just approved that. And then 7 Pilot Wharf, we approved on the basis that it's actually an empty shop, although it shows on the application that there is a shop there. It's actually empty and it has been for some time, so we actually thought that probably it was beneficial to have financial professional services rather than an empty shop.
Absolutely,
yeah. And the final one for town, which was the 30 Roll Street, the change of use from A1 shops to D1 exercise and dance studio. Again, the shop had been empty for some time, and we checked the times on the application, and the classes were due to finish at 7, so there was no late night classes. So we felt that was okay for approval.
Yes, certainly
has.
It's been empty for a while.
Yeah, and there's no particular clauses or anything you wanted on any of them. We were happy with them, but yeah, okay. Thank you. So we're on to items for consideration, and the main item, which is the no waiting at any time, raised zebras and humps. This is the draft order in respect of the new road on Queen's Drive and the various parking restrictions. There was a pictorial version of it which showed you all the road and where the humps and zebra crossings were. I don't know if anybody has any comments on that.
Yep, I've got one.
Councillor Traill. We're trying them out this evening.
Seat 19.
Yeah, they're all in the wrong order, which isn't very helpful this evening, but
no.
Councillor Traill.
Apologies for being adrift. I was doing some other work. Yes, I put a call through to Lee Cramner and asked that the yellow lines be extended all the way through there, because otherwise we'll have people parking where there are spaces. And I also asked him to see if there's any chance that we can stop disabled parking along there, and the answer came back no. So disabled parking could be put along there, but they are only permitted 3 hours.
Mm.
And that will be pretty strict. So we've got.
Okay. Anyone else? Any comments about the?
How many camels?
Nope.
Chairman,
no.
The only comment is I don't think it affects it anyway. The town on Exmouth bus train that goes round and it stops on the yellow lines anyway, so it won't make any difference.
No. I did have a couple of, in saying that, Bill, I did have a couple of people that did ask me exact question, was it going round, if it was going round there, where was it actually going to stop? Because the proposed bus stop clearway, the size of it is obviously for an ordinary bus, so to speak. And they were saying that, obviously, the road, I mean, Jeff would know this better than me, but they were concerned this road, which is, by the time if you had the land train and you had something, it was quite narrow when you had.
Yeah.
I don't know. I presume it's the usual width for a road, but.
Yeah, it'd still be the same width as normal road.
Yeah.
But we'll have to see how that works, Bill.
Mm.
Yeah, perhaps have a word with Ian.
Yeah.
At the land train.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only other comment is that yes, I quite agree with the strips being put in. It will slow the idiot boy races. And girl races, that come along.
Is everybody happy with Jeff about the yellow lines going all the way along, which would prevent parking? Okay, so that's all right. Okay, I think that's the comments we have for that. Then we've got road name, the new development in Salterton Road. The 5 new properties adjacent to Cranford Sports Club on Salterton Road require a new road name. The developers have asked that consideration be given to the name Cranfield. Has anybody got any other names, or have they got anything?
Chairman, the only thing I think that may be very confusing It's Cranford Sports Club, and there's a Cranford there already. And now, when Cranfield, I think it will cause confusion. If they want to call it the Field of Cranford, why not call it Cranford Field?
Yeah.
Rather than Cranfield, it's just because they spelt it wrong, I think it will cause confusion.
I would just suggest that back to Cranford Field.
I would presume they're going to have numbers in Cranford, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one Cranford Field, two Cranford Field, whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the Field of Cranford, I think.
Cranfield and Cranford, yeah, because it's got Cranford Views right next to it, isn't
Cranford.
It? Yeah. Okay.
You showed a lot of imagination.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yes.
Is it Cranford Views or the one there?
Yeah, the other side. So if we say Cranford Field.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I have to say in Limpstone, there's quite a few that have got Field on the end, isn't there? So Cranford Field.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll suggest that one. Thank you. And then just the final item, which is the planning decisions of the East End District Council, which, as you can see, we didn't do so well. This. Yeah. I mean, the pilot inn, we did feel that it was far too small for what was expected. Lyndhurst Road, and both Tim and I objected to that, I think, so... 10 Rolleston Close is the one that the lady came and...
It's outside the building line.
Yeah, which is outside the building line, which I'm quite concerned about that one, really. And the neighbours, the effect on the neighbours is going to be quite catastrophic, actually, because it's way outside the building line. And I'm surprised that East Devon agreed it and approved it.
Can I just say, Chair, that I did have quite a long chat. I can't remember who the planning officer was. There was something, the reason they went for approval was, well, of course, terrified that there'd be an appeal and the appeal would be upheld. But aside from that, what they were saying was that the area or the actual impingement on the building line was no more than had it been a little porch, which would probably have been approved anyway. Well, I didn't think that was a very good excuse, actually.
No.
But
no,
because
it
wasn't a great deal I could say.
No. Understood that. Yeah, understand that. 89 Hallam Road, which again is, I have discussed with the planning department, because that again, nobody around the property complained. The people adjoining and behind didn't complain. And there's a garage in between the actual extension and the next door. So I'm surprised that was... It was refused. Macy Road, I know, is the one that it was the one that's on Newlands. I think that's the one that was on the corner of Newlands.
Yeah.
And
a lot of objections from neighbours.
It didn't fit in because it didn't fit in with Newlands Avenue. So, yeah.
Marion Room came up to object to, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm afraid. Anyway, most of those I think we have discussed, and we have discussed with the planning officer. And that's it. Being no other business, I will close the meeting. Thank you.